This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance today. Our cup runneth over with good. Now, you have tuned in consciously and conscientiously to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore. And you've done that for one reason and one reason only. And it's the best reason in the whole world, because you care the most in the entire world about one person. That person is you. Y-O-U. E-W-E. And that's great, because when you care the most about you, you become the best you possible. And you're the best you possible. You can build bridges, create more harmony in the world, create more joy, happiness, peace, and love. And it's wonderful to be sharing you with another 303,612 people around the world who have tuned in for one reason only, because they want to learn about themselves and become the best possible you. And that's why they tuned in on K4HD.com to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore. That's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, Barry Shore, BarryShore.com. And I urge you, everything you're going to hear today, you're going to be wanting to write down notes and listen and do things. Just sit back. Actually, lean in and let everything flow over you, because you are going to be brought with the combination of fire and water today. This is amazing. They're going to exist at the same time. You don't want to miss a minute. So don't even worry about anything, because all you have to do is go to www.barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, and you can learn all about the amazing experiences and the information that our wonderful guest is going to bring to you today. And that's the reason you listen, because you have tuned in to The Joy of Living for one reason only, because you care about you. And because on this show, you will be healthier, wealthier, and wiser by listening. That's what my friend Jack Canfield said. Jack Canfield wrote, co-authored the greatest selling book in the history of printing, Chicken Soup for the Soul. And I told him that. He said, yeah, Barry, who doesn't want to be healthier, wealthier, and wiser? That's what they get when they listen to you at The Joy of Living. Because in this show, we deal with the three fundamentals of life. And the three fundamentals are, number one, life. Your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, you can go MAD. Now, in this case, MAD is a wonderful acronym, because MAD stands for make a difference. You see, when you lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world. Your every thought, your every word, your every deed. And the third fundamental of life is that you can uncover the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Simple example. WWW. Ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? They'll tell you invariably that it has something to do with the internet. And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant, WWW stands for, drum roll, fanfare, da-da, da-da. What a wonderful world. And what is a word, right? What a wonderful world. And just hearing bars of that amazing song, and of course a big tip of the hat to Satchmo Louis Armstrong for enabling that song to go viral, not just touch tens of millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet. We even hear just the opening bars of what a wonderful world. What do you do right away? You smile. You can't help it. Now, smile is one of the most powerful, positive, purposeful, pleasant acronyms you'll ever internalize, utilize, and leverage in your life, because smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, right away, and what's happening right now, I get 38, 40, 51 comments up on the board, and people always raise their hand, whether I'm speaking to 50 people or 50,000 people, or like right now, 303,000 people around the world. But Barry, sure, I've been up for hours, I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Can you stand and walk? Do you have a place to sleep? Your family, your friends? Those are all miracles. And here's a simple example. 1 million-plus people didn't get out of bed this morning. You did. By definition, you're watching this, you're listening to this, you're seeing this, you're hearing it. You got out of bed. You're alive. You can live exuberantly. You have life, living inspirationally for eternity. Now, we're in the midst of the pandemic. This is the year 2020. People will be referencing this show for decades, I hope, maybe even a century from now. They'll look back and say, oh, yeah, during 2020, it was a worldwide pandemic. Millions of people didn't get out of bed this morning. Why? Because they're infirm. I'm trusting that 99.99% of everybody watching and listening, you got out of bed. Now, that's wonderful. Now, most of you, 250,000-plus people, listen to the show regularly, and invariably they ask their friends to come, and that's why we're over 300,000 now on a regular basis, and thank you for that. I'm deeply honored and humbled by it. But most of you know the story. It's September 17th, 2004. I was standing up in the morning, just like I hope 99.99% of everybody watching, hale and hearty, able to leave tall buildings in a single bound, and that evening I was in the hospital, paralyzed, my neck down. I became what's known as a quadriplegic. And it was not from an automobile accident. It was not a spinal injury. It was a rare disease that took over my body. A matter of hours, I was completely paralyzed. 144 days in a hospital. I was in a hospital bed in my own home for 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. Those of you watching, you see my hands. I have them. They don't close, but I still have hands, thank God. And I had braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles. And that was progress. Today, thank God, I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory, albeit with the help of a 6.5-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master. But I still can't walk up a stair by myself or a curb. And I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. I can't even sit up from the chair. I can if I push and all kinds of things. But you hear my voice, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Why? Because I've learned how to see miracles in life every day. I got to tell you a quick story. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me the other day, and she says, Uncle Barry, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? And I thought of it. I said, smile, smile, sounds the same. Why not? I said, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life out of the mouth of babes. Isn't that wonderful? And that when you start thinking that way, what do? You can create the kind of world we all want to live in. Now, CREATE is a wonderful acronym that stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. You're going to hear a lot about rethinking in this show today because our guest is a master of rethinking. He has brought it to an art and a form that will enable everybody listening, all your friends that you're going to share this with. I want you to share with these 5 people, so it will touch more than 1 million people, how to maintain and build your life and make it so powerful, so wonderful that you'll be sending us thank you notes and flowers for the rest of your life because it's so wonderful. That's how beautiful and bountiful he is. Causing rethinking, enabling all to excel because you have a brain. Your brain has 100 billion brain cells. You have 1,000 trillion synapses connecting all those brain cells, and they're there for more than deciding what kind of latte you want this morning. The ability to use your mind to create the kind of world you all want to live in is the essence of being a human being. Now, I do have to interrupt myself and just warn you in advance that your humble host, Barry Shore, does use a lot of four-letter words. I'm going to use them throughout the show. I even use the four-letter F-U word because it's fun. I do it for the shock value. Of course, the four-letter words that I use are love, live, give, grow, hope, holy, free, pray. 4-letter positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant words. And the 4-letter F-U word is fun. Fun. But it's for sure fun is spelled with 3 letters. F-U, not the way we do it. F-U, capital N, capital N. Fun. But Mr. Shore, it's only 3 letters with fun. Not the way we say it. Fun, F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, when you see your family and your friends, you point your finger, have a big smile on your face, remember that stands for, and you say, F-U, everybody, remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. They'll say, where did you get that? They say, I listened to Barry Shore at the Joy of Living. Now, but before we bring on our amazing guest, I'm going to urge you to do the following. I'm going to ask you to say these two words, the two most powerful words in the English language, three times a day from now for the rest of your life. Three times a day. And these two words are, drum roll, fanfare, da-dun, da-da. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank. Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, I've read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible, he says. Just imagine, when we're able to go back to a coffee shop. You walk in the coffee shop, you order your fancy latte for $5.50. Somebody brings it to you, you say, thank you. You walk into the coffee shop, you order a fancy latte, $5.50. Nobody brings it to you. You go to the counter, they say, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot, we'll bring it to you. A few more minutes go by, somebody brings it to you. Still say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out. Somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, it's raining out. Somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. You're stuck in traffic, you're late for an appointment. Somebody cuts you off. You say, thank you. You get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. And I can't think of somebody more inspiring of noble deeds, more kind than the person I'm going to introduce you to right now. His name is Dr. Joe Vitale. Joe, are you there?
I am here. I've been looking forward to this moment forever.
Can you say a big hello to 303,613 people around the world?
Where's my megaphone? How do I reach that many people by saying thank you?
Thank you, Barry. When was the last time somebody said F you, Joe, to you and you were smiling?
Right, right. I now know what they're saying. I now know the real meaning of that.
WTF, what the fun? So, well, everybody, you are truly, truly honored. I don't mean to embarrass you that much, Joe, but for me, this is really one of those great treats in life. Joe Vitale was perfectly named when he came out of the womb because he is the essence of vitality. He is vitality. That's who he is. Now, it happens to be, he doesn't know this, but I'm going to share with you, Joe, in the original language of Hebrew, which is where you get your name, Joe, Joseph from, Joseph means additional. So you're not just Vitali, you are additional Vitali, because you are Mr. Fire, right?
I did not know that. 67 years on the planet, nobody ever told me I was additional.
You are additional. You are that loving spoonful, baby, that makes everything happen. So we're going to jump right in and go right to the heart of what Joe Vitale said. Those of you who are watching right now, if you can't see, if you're just listening, behind Joe, first of all, lots of books, many of them he wrote, but he also has two wonderful phrases. One is expect miracles, or as Barry Shore said with smile, seeing miracles in life every day. And the other is be happy. Be happy. So I'm going to do something uncharacteristic, even though we have a lot of comments up on the board, which is, why is he called Mr. Fire? So we're just going to jump right in and ask you, hey, Joe, can I call you Joe instead of Dr. Vitale?
Of course, we're buds.
Thank you. Joe, why are you called Mr. Fire?
Yeah, I get that occasionally. You know, it was decades ago, I was having lunch with a woman that I was seeing quite a bit of, and she said, your name is Mr. Fire from now on. And I said, why are you calling me Mr. Fire? And she said, because every time I get with you, you light a fire under me and you light a fire under everybody you talk to. You inspire them, you motivate them, you encourage them to go for their dreams. And, she said, you're Mr. Fire. And it stuck.
So if I may be so bold, I love working with acronyms. I just made it up. Ready? Fire stands for flowing inspiration, revitalizing everyone.
I love it. You did that on the spot?
That's what she said. On the spot. Wow. Flowing inspiration, revitalizing everyone. That is you, Mr. Fire. If I wasn't
called Mr. Octopus or some longer name, you would have had more to do.
Well, we'll think of something for an octopus in just a bit, because you are a grabber. Now, if I started reading all the things that Joe has accomplished, it would take up the rest of the hour. So I'm not going to do it. I'm going to suffice it to say there are three major parts to Joe. He is a movie star. Ta-da! You might not know from the way he combs his hair, but he's a movie star. He's a prolific author. Prolific is a great word, isn't it? And he's also a songwriter and a singer. And by the way, they all happen to go together, in my humble opinion, because once you are touched by the muse, then the muse starts flowing through you and with you and says, I want you to be more on fire and bring more revitalization to everyone. So let's just jump onto something that a lot of people around the world. Again, we have people listening from China, from India, from all throughout Europe, from former Soviet Union, I guess they call it Russia today, throughout Africa, Australia, even in America. But tell us about that first movie. I don't know if it was the first one you did, but the movie that sort of catapulted you, because it's called The Secret, and what it is that you were able to unlock with The Secret and really share with so many millions of people.
Wow, big question. Okay, well, first of all, you know, I was homeless and in poverty for a very long time, so I'm not.
Wait a minute. I want you to go back. This is wonderful. You were what?
I was homeless in the late 1970s in Dallas, Texas. I was in poverty for 10 years when I moved to Houston. I struggled. I starved. I was not an overnight success. I went through the dark night of the soul that lasted more like 30 years than a night. But I did have some successes. My first book was 1984. And when the internet came along in 1995, I was right there as one of the pioneers. And I began to get a bit of a name for myself. But the big turning point for me in my career, which is what you're referring to, was the famous movie The Secret, which came out in 2006. I had gotten a phone call one day by a woman who read one of my books, The Attractor Factor. And she said, I want to make a movie about this concept that's in your book, The Attractor Factor. And the concept was the law of attraction. And I was hearing from people all the time. I would get phone calls and I just thought, well, most people don't follow through. They call, they tell me their dream, and then they just leave and they don't take any action. So I was polite to her and said, look, if you get it together, give me a call. I'll be glad to be in your movie. But I never thought I'd hear from her. She did call. She did put me in her movie. And what we shared was a concept that the masses did not know about. And what I'm talking about is the law of attraction, which basically is the idea that whatever you're focusing on with feeling, with intention, where your beliefs are going, is what you're tending to bring into your life. Most people never heard of that. And so The Secret brought it to the world. And I swear, that was 2006. I'm still going around the world. I'm still hearing from people around the world who are seeing that movie or reading the book that came from it. And Rhonda Byrne, who produced the movie in 2006, is coming out with another book in the next month, in the next few weeks, called The Greatest Secret. So she's still at it. And that movement, that movie, that concept, that instruction is still inspiring people. And I was lucky enough to be part of it.
So let's go to, I'm going to take a diving board and use the word lucky, because you know, see right above his head next to Be Happy, those of you who can see it, is the cover of the book called The Attractor Factor. So Joe uses the term lucky because the masses relate to the word lucky. But you see, Joe also told us he was hungry, homeless. He was in the rut rather than the groove. And once he got out of that, and it was just a shift of mind. And by the way, everybody likes the word shift. They just tend to drop the F from their word. They don't know how to pronounce that F in it. So shift happens. For most people, they just keep the F out of it. But once he understood that it was to include that shift in his life, he started attracting that which he was all about. You see, before, he was attracting into his life homelessness and poverty. You know why? Because he was thinking about that. So he wasn't lucky, even though he's using the term, because he doesn't want to pat himself on the back, but I will. the reality of life was that the law of attraction works. You see, it's a law. Now, by the way, when people hear the word law, they think of law, judge, and things like that, right, Joe? Isn't that the idea of law? But right. Here's a great acronym for law. You ready? Love and wisdom.
You're good at this. I like this.
Yeah, this is what I do. I bring out the positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant essence of words because words are our métier. This is what we live with when we express ourselves in the best possible words and touch another human being with those words. Then your thoughts, your words, and your deeds become one, and now you become that cog, that channel of goodness, that child of God, which is what you are. You see, I am looking at, by the way, if those of you are fortunate enough to see this on Pod TV, I'm looking at Joe's aura right now. I see it. Those of you who are only hearing us on radio, and again, most of the people around the world, there is an aura about him because what Joe does is he lives. He is vitality. He's vital in the world. So let's just take a jump off and move on to something else that I'd like to share with people because you also, in addition to The Secret, which you've been in 18 films. I mean, again, lucky, forget it. Maybe lucky Luciano, but he wasn't so lucky. He ended up dying. He was killed. It's not Joe Vitale. It's Dr. Joe Vitale. And everything he's done is because he did it from the inside out. I'd like you to discuss with people, Joe, if you'd be so kind, because everybody wants to know about not just you, but what it is you bring to the world. What do you mean from the inside out?
Well, look, all I do is follow my passion. And I think that is the greatest secret to living this joyful life that we're all looking for. I really believe that each one of us has a mission, a life calling, an assignment, if you will. And one of the best ways to find it is to tune into each of our own hearts and to find out what excites us, what turns us on, what lights us up, what's our unique passion. People used to ask me all the time, and it frustrated me. They would say, how'd you go from homeless to being a best-selling author in movies, singer, songwriter, blah, blah, blah. And I would think they're all looking for a magic bullet. They're all looking for a pill. They're all looking for one little hack or shortcut. And then it dawned on me, there is a hack. There is a shortcut, and it's following your unique passion. That's all I've ever done. When I wrote my first book in 1984, I did not know I would write 79 more books.
Okay, everybody, let's put a pause on there. 79 more books, that's a total of 80, and counting. He's not stopping at 80. He's going into triple digits eventually. So, and by the way, the name of that book, if I remember, has something to do with Zen and the Art of Writing or something like that.
Very good. I'm impressed, Barry. That's right. It was Zen and the Art of Writing. It was 1984. It came and went. Now it's a rare collectible that you can find. But my point is, I wrote that particular book because that was the passion in that particular moment. But right after I was done with that book and I learned about marketing and copywriting, I wrote another book, which was Hypnotic Writing. And I was passionate about that. And when I went to the next book and the next book, I never saw the books down the road. I didn't see them in the future. All I knew was my intent was to express my creativity and my mission was to follow my passion. I think my calling is to inspire people to go for their dreams, and I use my passion and my mission to fulfill it. So when it came time for me to be in movies, I said yes. You know,
well, of course, hello.
Yes.
Oh, you want to be in movies. You want to be a star.
Well, I think it's another lesson, Barry, because most people are given an opportunity to do something they haven't done before. And who knows what it is, but in my particular case, it was to appear in a full-length movie. But most people would say, no, I don't have the experience or I'm not the right person.
You think people would actually say no?
Yes, people usually say no.
You think that Barry Shaw would say no?
No, Barry Shore never says no. It's right. Yes.
We say yes to life.
Yeah.
That's what Joe does.
If you have a tattoo, it says yes or it says smile, one or the two.
Right.
A while back, several years ago, I actually performed with my band at a concert. And a woman came up afterwards and she says, I'm shooting a movie and there's a part there that I think you would be good at. And she said, have you ever done any acting? Okay, this is where most people would say no. And I said, well, when I was in kindergarten, I played one of the three little pigs in a school play. That's the only acting experience I have. Which
she says you're perfect
count.
For the part.
Right. It does not count as Bruce Willis level acting experience. And I said, but I'm open to learn. And she brought me on the set. They suited me up and I now have an acting credit. I am now in the International Movie Database as an actor. All because I said yes. And
when I said let's take a pause for a moment. You hear what he said? It wasn't just that he said yes. He was open to learn. When you say to yourself, again, I'm going to make a statement. I want you to say yes because I'm the host. But you don't have to say yes. I want you to say yes because it's true. The most important speech that you'll ever hear in your life is self-talk.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so my dear Joe Vitale, you want to hear a great acronym for self-talk?
Tell me.
So self stands for recognizing you are a soul experiencing life fully, teaching always love and kindness.
Beautiful.
When you speak that way to yourself, you know, in other words, if a friend comes over to you and is going through difficult times and needs comfort and direction and such like that, you won't just say, hey, don't worry, everything will be okay. That's not a friend, right? You listen. You first of all, you hear, and then you begin to listen, which is really a skill and an art, and you listen, and then you suggest, well, maybe this, maybe that, et cetera. You are teaching always love and kindness. But when it comes to ourselves, most people, like you said about the movie thing, well, don't joke about it. As opposed to, hello, I'm a soul experiencing life fully, teaching always love and kindness to you. When you do that, you begin to blossom. Look at Joe Vitale. Those of you who are fortunate enough to be seeing it right now, I mean, I am beaming because he's beaming. I mean, this is a beamer. You see, some people think of a beamer as a machine, an automobile, or a motorcycle. He's a beamer because it's from the inside out. That's what he does. He's a lighthouse. That's what Joe Vitale is. Am I right? I mean, that.
Well, you know what Richard Branson said at one point? So Richard Branson said his rule of thumb was whenever he had an idea for a business or somebody proposed one to him and he didn't know anything about the business or how to fulfill it or how to take action, his rule of thumb was say yes and then figure it out.
Everybody, that's why I urge you, don't have to write anything down. Just listen, lean in, because everything you want to know that we're discussing today is going to be at www, remember what that stands for, What a Wonderful World, .barryshore.com, BarryShore.com. And all the information about Dr. Joe Vitale and how you can reach him and talk to him and all that kind of stuff will be there. Now, be aware, of course, if you try to reach out to him, he'll never get back to you because he's just so busy. He sends back emails saying, hey, I've written so many books. I have so much going on. I can't even talk to you. But at least he did talk to me. Okay, because you have insider stuff. Anyway, before we have to go to a – not have to. We want to go to a break in just a little bit because we all have sponsors. But let's just talk about something that – one of the books that you read that you wrote that I found so intriguing has to do with Phineas – T. Barnum.
Ah, yes.
A.K.A. P.T. Barnum, which unfortunately people always tag with that brush of, you know, a, in quotation marks, sucker is born every minute. But that, first of all, he never said it. He never thought it. And he was a showman extraordinaire because he understood that it's showing excitement and energy and passion, as you said, Joe, that really gets people moving. Because without that, they'll just be lumps on a log. And who wants to live like that? So talk to us. We're going to go to a break in just about 80 seconds. But give us a beginning of this, and then we'll come back on the other side.
P.T. Barnum was far more than a circus showman. He was an entrepreneur. He was a marketer. He was a speaker. He was a writer. He was a politician. He was also very spiritual. This was a man who influenced the country, if not the world. And he turned people that were throwaways at the time, including a little boy who was only 3 feet tall. And he took that little boy, transformed him, made him a multimillionaire, and called him General Tom Thumb, who we still know today. P.T. Barnum was a magician, and I am so influenced and inspired by him. I wrote a book on him called There's a Customer Born Every Minute. He never said the sucker thing. He didn't treat people that way. He didn't think like that. He respected people, and he did his best to make sure they were happy. In fact, he said the noblest art is making other people happy. That was P.T. Barnum, who I still love today.
And in my humble opinion, the essence of the American experience, unlike almost any other country in the world, America is a happy place. And on that happy, beautiful, upbeat note, we will be right back after this brief message. Don't go away. There's more Dr. Joe V on the other side of this. Stay with us. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, and you have found good in abundance. Join the Keep Smiling Movement, worldwide movement to show and share the Keep Smiling cards in 27 languages, many different iterations, and not only can you go mad, go make a difference, you can go make money. Yes, take a selfie, send us, go send cards, and now every week somebody's going to win a $25 electronic gift card. Hey, that's pretty cool. And guess what? You can stop the pandemic. You can stop the virus of bad, corrosive thinking by keep smiling, because smile is internal, not just external. It comes from the heart. It comes from the mind. It comes from the lips. And just go and spread joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Go make money. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Stress kills. Joy heals. What color is your stress? You can find out. Go to BarryShore.com and take the free stress test, and you'll find out what color your stress is, from sunny yellow through green, blue, gray, or black. Stress will kill. Joy will heal. You can reduce it, mitigate it, eliminate it. Go to BarryShore.com. Find out the color of your stress. Do it now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, and we have good in abundance in a two-legged being named Dr. Joe Vitale. Wonderful Dr. Joe V, thank you for being here with us. We are truly honored. Happy, happy. That's America in a nutshell. Happy. P.T. Barnum, as you said, all those wonderful things about him, you added, and he was spiritual. I think the essence of him was that he was spiritual, and that's why he treated people with respect. Like you mentioned, this wonderful analogy, he met a person who was 3 feet tall, and he didn't call him Tiny Tim or Tiny Tom. He was General.
Right.
In other words, it was the essence of building someone up to be able to now enable them to walk around with full knowledge that they have a self. They are a soul experiencing life fully, not just, hey, I'm a short guy. That's not how people live. You see, we have so many questions come up here. People asking, Joe, what do you like better, writing or doing movies? Did you see the movie about P.T. Barnum? Did you, I mean, they have all kinds of things, but really they're all asking you is, hey, Joe, how do you live such a glorious, joy-filled, happy, abundant life?
Well, I'll tell you, there's so many things I want to say right now. The very first one is you want to do what you love. And the very second one is you want to love what you do. The third one is I wrote a song called Look for the Light. Jason Mraz wrote a song called Look for the Good. And it's the whole concept of what you were just talking about, being a good doer and a good finder. And I think these are the concepts that help lead to a joyous life. If you're following your passion, if you do what you love, if you love what you do, if you're looking for the good, one of my all-time favorite books is Pollyanna by Eleanor Porter. Pollyanna. Oh, I love it. And I think it's such a sad thing that so many people dismiss it because they think it's Pollyanna-ish. What it actually is the book and the author were all about finding the good in every situation. They weren't dismissing any challenges that we might have in life. They were saying there are challenges, but there's also good within those challenges. You mentioned the pandemic earlier. I've been on a soapbox. Whenever anybody asks me about the pandemic, I say, you know what? It's a divine conspiracy. It's a divine conspiracy.
This pandemic
is, it's come from the cosmos. And what it's doing is sent us all to our room. And it told us while you're in the room, now what you want to do is reconnect. Reconnect with yourself. Reconnect with the cosmos, God, the divine, whatever you want to call it. If you ever wanted to learn anything, now's your chance. We're all online. You can go to YouTube, type in how to do it, fill in the blank, and there it is. Free lessons in meditation, saxophone playing, baking, open your own business. The list goes on. So the bottom line for me is do what you love, love what you do, find the good in every situation, play the Pollyanna glad game all the time, look for the light, be a light. I think that's another important one right here. You're a brilliant light. Be a light so the other people who might still be walking around a little bit in the dark or in the shade or in the shadows get your light and they can beam themselves.
Outstanding. So I'm going to share with you something and you're going to love, I think, my latest book called The Joy of Living, Healthier, Wealthier You, has three lines in the beginning where I dedicated to Pollyanna, because it's exactly wow. what you said. It's Pollyanna bad rap, like P.T. Barnum. In other words, Pollyanna and her father discussed stuff that was happening. It was because it was the early part of the 20th century. There's war going on. I mean, there's stuff happening. But it's not that we say, okay, stuff happening. Now, what am I going to do? If I may, Dr. Joe Vitale, with your permission, the most searched for word on the internet right now outside of COVID pandemic is stress, right?
Right.
So are you ready for the acronym for stress?
Oh, bring it on. I'm stressed out waiting for it. Come on.
Stomach-turning reality, enabling self-sabotage. Wow. Wait a minute. I lost my house. I lost my wife. Don't you know what's going on? Don't people ever be there? Yeah. That's one. I have an acronym for also. Stomach turning reality, same situation, enabling self-success.
I love
yes.
it.
I lost the house. I lost this. What is your response to life? Because the six most important words in the world that anybody could ever learn are choice, not chance, determines your destiny. You are the embodiment of that. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny, Dr. Joe Vitale, when you are homeless and hungry. You made a choice to be like that. You didn't realize at the time because you were living in the shadow. You're living in the dark.
That's right.
You broke out of that because you woke up one day or over a course of a week and you said, you know something? I don't want to be this way anymore. I am choosing to be successful. Did it happen? By the way, did it happen in 6 hours? No.
No, it didn't. But let me talk about a turning point, because I think this is relevant to everybody that's listening and watching here, Barry. And that's the idea that when I was homeless, it was a self-created reality, but I didn't consciously know it. Now, I lived in the public library in Dallas, Texas. I mean, literally, because I was homeless. There was air conditioning. They had a bathroom. They had water and they had books. Well, I'm a bookaholic. To be there was, on one level, a treasure. I had arrived. Here I was with the Holy Grail. I had all the library and the books of the world, which I did read. But they kept talking about my beliefs and my mindset and my choices, creating my own reality. The magic of believing, think and grow rich. Dale Carnegie, all the great success literature was right there, and I was reading it.
As a man thinketh.
As a man thinketh, all James Allen, all of the greats. It's all there, all free, still free today when people go to the library. But here's the turning point. When I realized that I had an unconscious operating belief that was telling me I had to struggle and starve and have a dramatic biography like many of the authors I admired, that was the only way for me to be a success like the authors I admired. My struggle, my stress through survival was what I was considering to be a kind of a formula for success. When I realized how self-aborting that was, how self-cruel, how self-sabotage oriented that was, and realized, wait a minute, if I created this because of that belief, maybe I can create a prosperous, prolific, happy, and healthy life with a different belief, I started to go in the direction of creating a different belief. So my message for everybody is, if they're struggling with something in particular, yes, it's a choice, but that choice might be based on a belief that's a little bit under conscious awareness. It's not hidden in some vault somewhere. It's in your own mind. I've often told people, look, I can ask you a question right now. You're not thinking about the question because you don't even know what it is. And the answer is not even in your conscious mind. But when I ask the question, you'll pull it up from your subconscious. And I'll simply say, what's your phone number? What's your phone number? That's how these beliefs are. They're right below conscious awareness. With some coaching, maybe mentoring, reading the right books, listening to your show, watching you pull it out of people, they can have the aha. And they can go, wait a minute, that was the belief that's been causing all this. Now that I know it, let's get that out of here.
Yeah! I'm pinching your cheek.
That's how I got dimples, you know.
Right, exactly.
An Italian family.
You had an Italian mouth, right. Cheeks. So we have a number of points up here, but I just want to make, I'm going to shout out now to a dear friend of mine. Her name is Lisa, and she and her husband are going through a very difficult struggle with his cancer and such. And if you would just say a big hello and a love, just send your love to Lisa and Theron. She'd be very happy. Can you do that?
What was the husband's name? Is Theron?
Theron. T-H-E-R-O-N.
Lisa and Theron, I am sending you a wave of intense.
Intense love. For some reason, Joe just froze. He's frozen on love. It's so wonderful. We're just going to continue and see what happens if he comes back. I hope he does. So we're going to, there, okay, there's Barry. Where is Joe? But we'll bring back, you froze on love. Do you realize that, how wonderful that was?
Well, it kicked me offline entirely.
Yeah, but that's okay. It doesn't matter because you came back. You see,
I'll tell you, I sent so much love that the internet couldn't handle it broad width wise. It was too much. The broadband just overwhelmed, and that was going to Lisa and her husband, and it's still going there because I came back.
Yes.
So feel it, Lisa.
Thank you, and thank you, Joe. This is so enlivening, as we say, because that's your very essence. By the way, love stands for living on vibrant energy, living on the vibrational plane.
Beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
I love it.
With your permission, I'm going to send you my positive word dictionary. I think you might like it. We'll make a little public together. So
well, I'll tell you what, you know, on the last break, I emailed you my address. So
are you serious?
I did. When you check your email, you'll see it. On the last break, I just wrote you a note and said, send me your smile card because I want to take my picture holding it up. I don't have a smile card.
You're going to do that, and you're going to get a joy package.
Oh.
I mean, do you see how in sync we are? This is...
Well, give me your address, too. We'll send you a Mr. Fire.
This is so good. Again, by the way, Joe was also in a great movie that I really like because I like Douglas Vermeerin called The Power of Thought. Matter of fact, oh, by the way, Lisa just said, thank you. I felt every second of it.
You're welcome, Lisa.
And she is such a special being. We belong to a mutual admiration society, my baby and me. You don't remember that song? You're too young.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You remember. Okay, good. Yes. We have so much to do together. I have a couple other ideas. For the moment, I want to go to a couple other points that people have asked about. And then we'll have to – maybe you'll come back for another session another time, but we'll see. Okay?
Of course.
Just say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. You said something about living in the library, and it was so moving because if there is a place to live, there is no better place. As you pointed out, the library is it. Yes, air conditioning. Yes, there's a toilet. Yes, there's some water to drink, and you can go out and do what you have to do to get some food and such. But you are in a place where all of the energy of life is pulsating in front of you. They have to be called books.
Yeah.
And they were beckoning to you, and they were free. If you would do the most important thing in the world, which is to invest your most valuable possession, your time. Time stands for thoughtful insights meaningfully expressed. When you can utilize your time to be able to say, Joe Vitale, your self-talk, I really love you. And I love what you do. And I want you to be out there sharing the love with the world. And when you started doing that, you transformed yourself, sir. You know what a star is? Because that's what you are. A star is sunshine transformed and reformatted. That's what you did. You didn't know you were a star before. So you thought you were hidden, right? And when you came out and you realized that you're sunshine and you're transformed and reformatted, you also became a porn star, by the way. Did you know that?
That must mean something.
You ready?
Bring it on.
Power of related narrative. Stories transform and resonate.
Boy, that rings true because stories are the essence of what I do. Stories are the essence of everything I talk about. Stories are in all my books. I speak in terms of stories when I'm in movies, like the one you mentioned with Douglas. Stories are how we communicate.
That's right. You're a porn star, Joe. You might want to, you know, something. I'm waiting for Joe Vitale to get up on stage and say, everybody, I am a porn star. And people go,
right. I will have some explaining to do.
Hey, go splain, baby. Go splain.
Right.
If I didn't end up on a note, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Right.
You didn't know you're going to be called a porn star and be happy, but F you, Joe. F you. Remember that.
Right. It's so fun.
Capital N, capital N. We only have a couple minutes, I'm sorry to say, but in front of 303,000 plus people, I'm going to envelop you in a hug. Are you ready?
Bring it on.
1, 2, 3.
Okay. Yeah, squeeze the stuffings out of me.
Good for you. You got 42 seconds. I'm going to put you on the spot. Joe Vitale, what is your most fervent desire?
Desire?
Your most fervent desire. 42 seconds.
All right. I would love to end homelessness in the United States. I started a movement years ago called Operation Yes. There's a website called Operation Yes. There's a book called Operation Yes. And I believe that a great many of the people who are homeless right now need some inspiration and need some information. Some of them are happy to be homeless, and so be it. But a lot of people, like the people that I represented at one point decades ago, they needed a little bit of help. And so I would love to see homelessness be something in the history books. And we read about it.
Remember, The joy of living with your humble host, Barry Shore, BarryShore.com. You'll find all about Joe Vitale. Remember, What a Wonderful World, because we work with the three fundamentals of life. Life, your life has a purpose. Go mad. Go make a difference. Unlock the secrets and the power. Everyday words and terms like smile. Seeing miracles in life every day, or as my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create the kind of world you want to live in, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Say thank you. 3 times a day, consciously, conscientiously. Thanks stands for to harmonize and network kindness. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be kind, always. Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds like our dear Dr. Joe Vitale. He inspires noble deeds. Our blessing for you, everybody, is go forth. Live exuberantly. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Go mad. Go make a difference.